to share with you out of the Word of God once again. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. And I'll read verses 35 through 39 for your consideration. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, beginning at verse 35, you'll find these words. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Supporting scripture coming from Hebrews 4, verses 15 and 16 that you've already heard in your hearing. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, thy son of David, have mercy on me. The base of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Don't be afraid to cry out for help. Don't be afraid to cry out for help. I still got my joy. That's saying a lot this morning, because when you go through your trials and tribulations, sometimes it'll drain all of your joy away and it'll put you in a state of depression, and you begin to wonder, does anybody really care about me? But isn't it a wonderful thing knowing that no matter who you are, what you've ever done, God loves you enough that he allowed his only son to die in your stead? And out of all that you've been through, if you just think of the joy of Jesus, it ought to encourage you to know that everything will work out for your good to all of those that love the Lord our God. And so we are just thankful to God for loving us enough and for allowing us to open up our mouths and to let him know whose side we are on this morning. For the enemy is out to rob you. The enemy wants you to think that you don't have anybody that really cares about you. But it's good to know the Lord God for yourself. If you are able this morning to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you consider him to be your shepherd, then you got an ever-watching eye over you. And that ever-watching eye would do the things what nobody else can do. And so when it seemed like you don't know the answer, God is the answer. And when you're searching, where can I find some information, the best place to look is in the Word of God. For that word will encourage you. That word will steer you in the right direction. That word will keep you when the enemy is beating you all upside the head. You can still call on the name of Jesus. And when things happen that are beyond our control, we can still talk to the power of a loving God. But we got to come to a place where we don't be afraid to cry out to God and to let God know that there are times that as strong as we are, we need help. There are times that as much as we can stand and declare in our testimony that the Lord God has brought us a mighty long way, we still need the help of God. And what I love about God is that God will do anything that needs to be done. All we have to do is trust and believe, and God will be right by our side. And so that God that I speak of, that God that has blessed us, that have allowed us another opportunity to come on this great day, just to offer him praise and thanksgiving and to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so I'm so thankful to be in the Lord's house just another day. Thankful that God has blessed us, that we are yet still counted amongst the living. We have been going to one home-going celebration after another, and as we do know, the death train did run this morning, but aren't you glad that it didn't stop by your house? Hallelujah. But do know that even though it didn't get you this morning, it could pick you up this afternoon or sometime later in the evening. So the question is, are you ready to go back to be with him? We must put ourselves in a position where we get ready for the coming of a loving God and know that he's coming to receive us unto himself. And when he comes to receive us, all we need to do is just be ready. We can't fix it ourselves. We had to put it in the hands of a mighty God, and God is the only one that was able to fix it for us. So I'm so thankful that God has allowed me to stand before you one more time. And I thank God for the people of God that have come into this house of worship this morning to help me lift up the name Jesus. Anybody come to just help lift up the name Jesus? You know, it's not a form or a fashion. It's not just to be able to say, I came to the house of God, but you ought to come looking for something. And not only looking for something, but how many of you brought something with you? You know, if you got God in your life, I don't have to tell you about it. You brought him in the door when you came. You had him in your house when you got up out of the bed. The Lord was right there in the midst of your house, and he allowed you to come out of the house and get in your automobile and to come to the house of God. And don't let your coming be in vain. The Bible declares, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. So we ought to be glad to be able to get together every now and again. The Bible declared that every part of our body, we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. We have to understand that every part of the body is necessary. All of us are important to the body of Christ, and every one of us got something that we can do for kingdom building. If we would do our part in sharing the good news, then our family would grow at a much faster pace. But we realize that we tend to put that off on the preacher. We tend to put that off on those persons that say that I'm going out and I'm going to declare that God is a real God, that God died for our sins. And I come to let you know this morning that you don't have to have a title to share the good news. Once you have come of knowledge of God's good news, that Jesus died for your sins, once you come to the reality of the fact that you are who you are because of the power and the love of a merciful God, then it is your responsibility to share that good news with somebody else. If you've ever been down on the bed of affliction and God has touched you with his healing hand, then you ought to be able to share that good news with somebody that God is a healer. God is not only a healer, but he is a keeper. And no matter what you are going through, God is able to pull you through that and to make sure everything works out for your good. The enemy wants to cloud your mind into thinking that because of your wrongdoing, because of some of the things that you've allowed to happen in life, that God does not care. But I beg to differ, because if God didn't care about us, he wouldn't allow Jesus to die. If he didn't care about us, he wouldn't even allow him to come in the form of the flesh. There wouldn't have been no need for him to come. But he had a purpose for the life of Jesus the Christ. And I'm so glad that Jesus came to save us from our sin sick soul. Anybody glad that his love covers a multitude of sin? The love of Jesus is the thing that sort of moves us and gets us to a place where we can know that God is right there by our side. We have to have the confidence of knowing that God will be there when everybody else turns their back. The young man that said his favorite hymn, Blessed Assurance. We ought to be assured of the fact that God is right there. We ought to be assured of the fact that anytime I call on the name of God, God has a listening ear. Now, he might not come just when I want him to, because, you know, we are impatient people. We want what we want when we want it, but when it comes to us doing our part, how many of you know we sort of drag along the way sometimes? Anybody know any foot draggers in here? Any folk that always got a good idea, but they never got any time to do anything? Always got something that they want you to do, but they don't have time to do anything. But this is a thing where we can work together. We can allow the Lord our God to use us in the way that he sees fit. I believe this morning that if we would obey the word and the commands of Jesus, Jesus said, love ye one another as I have loved you. And if we were able to follow that command, then our world would be a better place. But we tend to want to do things our own way. We don't like to share at the love of Jesus. We used to have a time when all of our families were so close together, but now we are living in a time where families have become distant relatives and live in the same city. You know, that's a sad thing, is that you can live in the same town and you don't see your relatives unless somebody die or unless trouble comes. But you got to realize that we ought to try to get together on a good occasion. We ought to get together just because. We ought to call one another. We ought to stay in touch with one another. Don't wait until trouble comes just to draw us together. Can we not get together just because you are my friend or because you my cousin or you my brother? I need to talk to you every now and again. But we have this mindset that as long as I'm doing what I want to do and going where I want to go, then I don't care about nobody else. But we got to come to a place where we start to care about one another. If Jesus said, love ye one another as he has loved us, love is what love does. If we're going to love one another, we ought to treat one another like somebody. We got to understand that we have so many that say that they love God. But the church has changed in such a way because we don't go, I don't believe, to a deep enough depth of our convictions and our commitment to the cause of Christ. We just sort of scatter the surface and we go through the motions. But anytime we have to be there for a little while, I don't believe that God can find many that he can totally depend on. Because many of us has lost our respect for the house of God. We've lost our respect for one another. We've lost our commitment to get up and do what we can while we have an opportunity. If the Bible declared that we need to work while it's day, then that means that while we have an opportunity, while there's strength in our bodies, we need to be about our Father's business. But how many of you are waiting on somebody else to do what you can do? And then you like to say that, look what we did. But we got to start to do our part. Every one of us in here has a part, and we ought to try to do what God wants us to do. I'm praying that God will give us power enough to shift us into a new movement to where we get enthusiastic about what we are doing for God. There will come an urgency and an eagerness to show our faith, not by our lip service, but by our works. Faith without works is dead. So it's good to be able to say, I'm a believer, but what are you believing? Who are you believing in? When are you going to start doing the thing that you believe? If you believe that God created you for a purpose, then you ought to be about your Father's business. We got to understand in those areas where things are working, let us not get over complacent and just settle for things to remain the same. You know how it is when everything seems to be going all right? We've gotten accustomed to the fact that everybody don't come to church every Sunday. We've gotten accustomed to the fact that some choir members don't show up unless it's their Sunday to sing. We've got accustomed to the fact that if Pastor Cade not there, I'm not coming to church this morning. But we got to understand that it's not all about Pastor Cade. It's all about the Word of God. And whatever vessel that God sends his message through, don't you allow yourself to miss out on the message of God or your blessings from God just because you're waiting on certain folks. That there are times when even the songs of Zion, we have the song that are being sang, and we're waiting on our favorite song before we can be able to move. But it's not the organ, it's not the drums. It ought to be the words that minister to your heart and make you begin to think about that song that is being sang. When you sing a song to the glory of God, you ought to sing it to where God can get some good out of your life. If you just singing just to be seen, you're not doing very much. But if you're singing to God's glory, you may not be able to hit certain notes, but as long as you hit a note. You know how we got some folk that say, I can't carry a tune in a paper bag? Well, that's all right. You just take the paper bag anyhow. Open up your paper bag and let that paper bag speak for you, because if you got a desire to open up your mouth and to sing glory unto the Lord your God, you are singing to the glory of God. You are singing to please God. I'm preaching to please God. I'm preaching to the people of God, but I want God to be in the midst of everything that we try to do. we believe that God wants us to offer ourselves individually as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, ready to serve him in whatsoever way he deems necessary. We pick and choose what ministry we're going to get on. And then some of us choose that we're not getting on any ministry. You know, it's a whole lot easier just to be a lay member. It's a lot easier when you don't have anybody asking you when you come into the meeting, when you come into the rehearsal. All you got to do is show up if you want to on Sunday morning, pay your money if you want to on Sunday morning, go back home, and you don't do no more about Jesus until the next Sunday morning. But how many of you know that there comes a time sometime between Sunday and the next Sunday, you got to have a conversation with your God. Anybody in here talk to God other than just on Sunday morning? Anybody in here able to throw up your holy hands and tell your God thank you without being in the house of God? How many of you know that you can tell God thank you right there in your kitchen, right there in your bathroom, laying there in your bedroom? How many folk we got in here this morning that had laid down in the bed and opened up your eyes, and all of a sudden just a praise just came all over you? You began to say, Lord, I just want to thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, I want to thank you that you made a way out of no way. Lord, I didn't think I was going to make it, but somehow, some way, you are still right there by my side. When I lay down last night, I was talking to you in prayer because my body was going through some changes. And Lord, I felt real bad last night, but I woke up early this morning and everything seemed to be all right. And because God has blessed me, I can't help but tell my God thank you. Is there anybody in here that ever got up in your own house and didn't have to have the organ, didn't have to have no nobody, but there was just a little bit of joy down on the inside, and all of a sudden you decide to just jump just a little bit. All of a sudden you begin to throw up holy hands. You was in the cry there, and tears that come down your eyes. It's all right to cry. God has been too good to us because he is so good. We ought to show him that we appreciate all the things that he is doing in our lives. That there's somebody that would love to be where you are right now, but they're waiting on somebody to come and dress them. They're waiting on somebody to come and pick them up. They're waiting on somebody to take a little time out to let them know that they still care. You better treat folk like you want to be treated. And then be careful about how you treat your offspring, because the offspring might be the one that got to come and take care of you over in your latter days. That was a time when mom and daddy was in control, and now mom and daddy done got old, grandma, grandpa done got old, and somebody got to take care of them. Don't be afraid to cry out for help. It's all right to be independent. It's all right to have your own mind and not to really want to be bothered with nobody, but everybody needs somebody sometimes. And it bothers me sometimes because we got some of our elders that live by themselves, and they've gotten on up in the age, and you know when there's nobody there but you. You know that the Lord is there, but you need somebody. Somebody that, you know, it's all right. They got all types of little gadgets on the television. You can hang them around your neck and you can press the button and somebody will come to your rescue. But what happens when you don't have strength enough to reach? You still might need somebody. So don't get so proud that you realize or you begin to think that it's all about you and you turn your back on everybody. And then when you need somebody, then you can't find nobody to come to your rescue. We got to understand that when things begin to become overwhelming, we can't allow pride and fear to step in. We got to know that we serve a God that we can call on any time of the day or the night. We serve a God this morning that all we have to do is call on him. And I found out that when you call on the Lord our God, God will be right there by your side. You got to acknowledge that I need some help and I need somebody to come and see about me. Well, David says here in the 55th division of Psalm, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplications. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is so pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. David at this particular time is going through a lot of changes because David has been hurt by a so-called friend. You know how it is when you trust somebody and you love them as your own brother or sister, but that one that you consider to be your friend has turned their backs on you or has mistreated you or did something against you. David feels so bad about this situation. He says in the sixth verse, oh, and I said, oh, that I had the wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. David realized that I'm going through some things, and the reason why I'm going through, I found out that it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have mourned. In other words, David said, I could have understood had it been one of my enemies. Neither was it one that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. So I know that an enemy don't like me. I know that there's some folk that might be against me, and I expect some things to come from those type folk. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together. We walked together in the house of God in company. Let death cease upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. So David was so disgusted that he wanted God to get vengeance on his enemy. Anybody ever had a friend to backstab you? Anybody had a so-called friend that say that they will hold on to your treasured secrets and they told your business all over town? Then David feels like it wasn't the enemy that I had to worry about, but I found out that my friend has turned his back on me, and I want vengeance, and I've been complaining, but I want you to know, as for me, God, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray, and I will cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. There come a time that we got to learn how to cry out to the power of God. We got to know that God is right there by our side. And when we realize how much we need God's help, we got to remember that David realized that there was a time when I needed the help from the power of a loving God. And when my situation got so bad, then I turned and I found David saying these words. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. See, you got to know where your help comes from. You got to know that when you call on the name of the Lord, that God will be your helper. God will be your keeper. God is the one that you can always depend on. My help cometh from the Lord. My help comes from the one that made the heavens and the earth. My help comes from the one this morning that we call the high priest. Anybody know God to be the high priest? I thank God that God instituted that the priest would come and offer amendment and atonement from the sins of the people of the land. But I'm so glad that I have a God that is able to do what nobody else can do. For the Bible declares the word of God is like a two-edged sword, piercing even on the left and on the right. I found out that there was a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, and Jesus, the Son of God. If we profess that we believe in the power of God, then we have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But I serve a God that knows exactly what I'm going through. I serve a God that he was tempted just like we are tempted. I serve a God that knows everything about what is going on in our life. But I just stopped by to let somebody know that you can't be afraid to cry out. You can't allow pride to keep you from crying out. You can't be ashamed to call on the name of the Lord. For the Bible say, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. In other words, don't be afraid to come out to your God. Somebody need to call on the name of the Lord. Somebody need to tell God, Lord, here I am. Lord, I stand in need of a blessing. I come boldly to the throne of grace, for I realize that I need help in my life. Is there anybody that ever needed a little bit of help this morning? All you got to do is call on the name of God. I just stopped by to tell you about a blind man. A blind man that was sitting by the roadside. A blind man that realized that I can't see anybody at any time or another. But I heard a whole lot of noise going on. For the Bible said that they were hearing the multitudes as they passed by. And he wanted to know, what is all of this noise going on? If anybody ever heard about Jesus, when the Lord God get in the midst, it'll make some confusion get everywhere all around you. There's going to be somebody to offer the Lord God praise. There's going to be somebody to tell my God thank you. There's somebody that's going through this morning. But I just stopped by the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church to let somebody know that there was a blind man sitting by the roadside. Bible declared that he was begging for alms. He wanted somebody to offer him a helping hand. But when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he cried out and said, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. This man realized, I need some help. I'm not going to be too proud to cry out. Is there anybody in the house this morning? Realize that it doesn't matter who is in the midst of you. For the Bible declares, as he cried out, they began to rebuke him. They began to tell him, you need to hush your mouth. The Lord God is busy right now. But I thank God for the hymnists that said, pass me not, O gentle Savior. For while somebody else is calling you, I can call on the name of the Lord for myself. I just stopped by to tell somebody that I love the power of a loving God. And I might not be blind this morning, but if I heard that Jesus was passing by, is there anybody that want a little touch from the Lord? Don't be afraid to cry out. Say, oh Lord, I need your help. I've been living on this life for a long time. I've been coming down the road for a long time. But I got trials and tribulation on every hand. Is there anybody that got any trouble in your life? I come to let you know trouble don't last always. I want to let you know that all you got to do is open up your mouth and believe that if I call on the name of the Lord will give me the help that I need. When I'm down here walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid to cry out, because the Lord God is right there by my side. I heard the Lord God say, if you need anything, open up your mouth and call on me. I believe somebody stopped by this morning to call on the name of a mighty God. I believe that somebody know that God is right there by your side. This man that called on the name of Jesus, the Lord God said, bring him over here to me. He said, what would you have me to do unto you? He said, oh Lord, if I could receive my sight. Is there anybody that needs something from God? All you got to do is open up your mouth. You might not be blind, but you may have Arthur. You might not have Arthur, but you may have back trouble. You may not have back trouble, but you may be dealing with cancer. I don't care what your ailment might be this morning. He healeth all of our diseases. By his stripes we are healed. I've been touched by the blood of the Lamb. And I want to thank my God this morning, because I'm not afraid to call out on Jesus. Jesus is our high priest. What I love about him being the high priest, he never did any sin whatsoever. He didn't have to go and ask the Lord to forgive him before he could ask him to forgive us. But he already had everything in line. The high priest of the days of old, they had to go in and offer a sacrifice and say, Lord, forgive me of the wrong that I've done, because I'm sent here on a mission from God and I got to pray for the children of Israel. But before I can pray for somebody else, I got to pray for myself. But I stopped by to tell you about the high priest, that if you go boldly to the throne of grace, call on the name of God. Say, Lord, here I am one more time. I'm a wretch undone. I've done some wrong in my life. Is there anybody in the house that'll say I've done something wrong? I've fallen short of the glory of God. But I got the Lord on my side because Jesus died for my wrongdoing. And I'm so glad this morning that when I was down and out, when I didn't see my way out, I could call on the name of the Lord. I was down on the bed of affliction, but I looked up to the hill, knowing that that's where my help come from. I'm not afraid to call on my God for help. Is there anybody in here this morning need some help from their God? I just stopped by to let you know. All you got to do is open up your mouth. But after you open up your mouth, you better believe in your heart that God will do, God can do, God has already done enough for every one of us. When I think of the goodness of my Jesus, have anybody thought about it this morning? Think about how good the Lord has been. Think about how he fed you when you got hungry. Think about how he made a way out of no way. Is there anybody ever found in their life that the enemy tried to press you down, but you began to cry even the more? Say, oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Anybody need the mercy of God? I thank God for mercy. I thank God for grace, that unmerited favor of God. I didn't have to do nothing but just come out here, and the Lord God watched over us, made a way out of no way. Anybody in the house want to tell your God thank you? You ought to thank the Lord this morning for all that he had done for you. You ought to thank God right now for being there in the midst of your situation. When trouble came in your life, you stood up on the promises of God. Say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Is there anybody in the house that don't mind telling your God, Lord, I need you. Lord, I got you. Lord, I can't make it without you. I'm not afraid to cry out to God because I need help. I need help. I need help. I need help. Help in the morning. Help in the noonday. Help in the midnight hour. I need help. And I'm not afraid. I'm going to cry out to God. And God will hear. God will hear your humble cry. God can do what nobody else can do. It's all right to praise him. Don't be afraid to cry out for help. And then once God help you, don't be too selfish to tell God thank you. Once God deliver you, don't be too strange to tell God thank you. Once God break that curse in your life and take the chains off of you, get the shackles off of you, you ought to let go and let God. You ought to let the Lord have his way. Somebody ought to say, yeah, to the power of a loving God. He will. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call out to your God for help. Don't be ashamed. Don't let the enemy make you think it's all right to praise him. God gets joy when we cry out to him. When we let him know, I need you, God. I need your help. I know that you've been right there, but you are the great high priest. And I can come to you boldly. I have access to come to you all by myself. You don't need the preacher to get to Jesus. All you need is to call on the name Jesus. You see, before I can pray for you, I got to pray for myself. But you can go to Jesus and you can cut out the middleman. Hallelujah. And if you trust and believe that same God that nobody else seemed to understand. He will be right there, and he will do what you need to have done in your life. The good thing about it is that God has blessed us so to where when I see my loved one going through, I say, Lord, bless my cousin. Sometimes when that old enemy, you know, I had to grow some, but now I can pray for my enemy. I can tell the Lord, Lord, help me speak to him anyhow, because he don't mean me no good, but I want to get to heaven, and I can't get to heaven treating him any kind of way. We got to answer for what we do unto others, not what they do unto us. You got to learn how to shoulder some things. Stop being so thin-skinned. Be able to take some stuff. And God will deliver you this morning. But don't let your pride get in the way. This blind man, when Jesus asked him, what would you have me to do unto you? You see, when you ask God for something, you ought to know what you want. And when God come back and say, well, what you want me to do? Don't not be able to give a response. All we got to do is just trust him. This story has been told many times, and you use your spiritual imagination, and I'm finished, but you see this man sitting there by the roadside, blind and cannot see. A beggar. But somewhere along in his life, somebody planted the seed about Jesus. Somebody told him, or he heard that Jesus can give you your sight. Jesus can make a way out of no way. And so when he heard the noise, he was very curious because he couldn't see. So he had to ask the question, what is all of this noise about? And they said, Jesus is coming through. That's all he needed to hear. He didn't ask, well, will you go and get Jesus for me? He just started crying out, oh, son of David, have mercy on me. Put blinders on and let the haters and the naysayers say what they will and do what they want. But if you got a desire to get closer to God, you keep pressing towards your desire. And I don't care how many times the enemy may knock you down. I don't care how many times your so-called friends say you don't have nothing. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody but him. All you have to do is trust him. And he will. He will make everything work out for your good.